90.3 KMBA. Todd Snyder from the Storyteller with conservative, Christian, right-wing, Republican, straight, white, American males. Yeah, pretty much the description of the Morning Line program. In front of that, it was Loretta, of course, the Townes Van Zandt classic from Nora Jones, along with Gillian Welsh and David Rawlings. New stuff from Chris Stapleton and from Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas. And we started out with Jason Isbell and the 400 unit from that great new album, Nashville Sound. It is 8:24, and it is the Morning Line program here on KMBA. Hey, listen, take a mid-year moment, if you will, and support this public radio station. Anybody who becomes a new member with a $120 donation or more, and any current member who makes an additional donation of the same amount, will be entered to win a 3-day pass for two. Check it out, to this year's Salmon Fest. Donate by Friday, June 30th at midnight, and be automatically entered, and we'll be announcing the winner July 14th. Complete entry rules are online at KMBA.org. Well, good morning. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Scheif. Look, you know, earlier we posed the question, what do flowers, educators, and cyclists have in common? And we said that we...
Is it time for the answer?
It is time for the answer. And we said that it's going to be something this weekend. I've got Robin Dublin here, the executive director of the Alaska Botanical Garden, to kind of fill us in. What do these things have in common this weekend?
So this weekend at the garden, we're going to have a special 2-day thing where anyone who's an educator or anyone who shows up on a bicycle can come into the garden for free. Normally we have an admission that helps us take care of the gardens and grow lots of amazing flowers and make sure that our education programs during the school year work and run. But this year we're trying to get some new people into the garden who haven't been there before. So if you're an educator or you want to bike on over on Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be absolutely stunning there. Tons and tons of things are in bloom. It's beautiful.
So this is at Campbell Airstrip Road, kind of off of Tudor?
Yeah. Basically, if you turn on to Campbell Airstrip Road off Tudor, the first driveway on your left is a fire station, and the second driveway is the Botanical Garden parking lot, and we share it with the Betty Benson School.
So that's, I've been out there, and I was really impressed with the kind of quality of stewardship of the land, you could say, as well as what's there and kind of describing what's already there in a certain way and also adding to it.
It's a pretty amazing place. When it was originally designed, it first started with just Alaskan gardeners taking flowers out of their own gardens and going out there and creating small gardens. And since then, they've been able to raise enough money to have professional landscape architects design gardens for us. But the way it's made is that you walk through the woods and you're in this beautiful boreal forest, and then you go into a room that is a garden. And then you go out of that garden and you walk through the woods and you move into another room that's a very different garden. And each garden has its own theme. It has very different flowers. And so it's what we're telling people is that it's wilderness cultivated. It's this combination of gardens next to wilderness. It's really, it's breathtaking. It's absolutely stunning.
So a lady in the building here says that she particularly likes the kind of bridge over a small creek. Is that, and then sometimes you can see salmon in there. Is that...
Yeah, we have a nature trail that goes out. Our Lone Fells Horsting Nature Trail goes past a bunch of gardens, and then it goes out through a fence. We have a fence that keeps the moose out of our gardens because, of course, that's a buffet for them. But it goes out, and it goes along Campbell Creek, and then it circles through the woods, and it comes back in at another point. And it's absolutely beautiful. This is a great time of year to see it. We discourage people from going there in August because then the bear activity is really high. But this time of year, if you make a lot of noise and you're bear aware, it's really pretty back there.
Yeah. So you mentioned about the educational programs and your kind of mission throughout the year. How's that kind of, what do you do?
So the biggest program that we have during the school year. We're in 8 of Anchorage's 11 Title I schools, which are our low-income schools, and we do after-school programming with them. So we actually have shelves and grow lights, and the students learn all about how to grow plants, what plants need to survive. They learn how to grow food. We do a field trip to the garden in the fall or spring. We have a family night where all the family comes and they actually have food that the students have grown throughout the year. So it's a really engaging, active program that teaches about gardening and teaches about growing food.
And so, you know, growth and seeing these different things. And what kind of impact have you seen in the schools, or have you seen kind of like the sort of like change in students or anything like that?
For us, the changes are really, they're amazing. And part of it is because we work with the same schools for 5 years. So we really get to know the students well, and we get to see their progression in understanding scientific concepts and their language arts progression. So they're definitely learning, but the real story is in their faces. It's when a student is holding a plant that was a seed, and now it's this big plant that they've grown and they've nurtured, and they're going to take care of it, and they understand what it needs to survive and how it feeds them. And to me, that's really the power in what our educational program does and why it fits so well with the botanical garden.
Wow, so kind of like taking that caring impulse that people have and kind of letting that nourish and mm-hmm. blossom.
And children have it just innately, and they just need to know what the skills and understand all the things that a plant needs to survive, and then they do very well with it. And each year we're adding new concepts, so the students are learning more and more during the 5 years that we're with that school.
That sounds amazing. And so if people are coming out this weekend, they'd get a chance to see some of the fruits of the children's labor as well, or?
Well, no, what they'll mostly see is the gardens that we take care of in the summer. We have basically about a 100-day gardening season, and you'll see plants that are pretty rare. The botanical garden, actually, think of it as a living museum, so the plants that we have are in a permanent collection, and we track them. We have plants that have been donated by gardeners who have been gardening here for well over 100 years, and so it's like, you know, you end up with plants that have been extracted, sorry, not 100 years, but that are special plants that have a story behind them, and those are in our garden. And then we have plants like peonies that are 4 feet high and huge, and we have lady slippers, which are the size of your pinky, and our orchids. So there's tiny little plants and huge plants and lots of color.
I've heard that it's so picturesque that people often get married there and various events like that.
They do. Sometimes we'll have a wedding for 4 people, and they'll just come and they'll do a quaint little wedding somewhere. And sometimes they'll work with us, and it'll be the whole thing, the tents and the big wedding. And it's a wonderful place to have special events. We've had people have birthday parties there. So it's really, it's quiet, it's pretty, it's out of the way. It's a different kind of place than a lot of the other places you can go in Anchorage. And it is one of our best kept secrets. So I want to thank you guys for letting me come on and tell people that it's really something. I highly encourage people to come out. It's beautiful.
So a nice reminder from the Alaska Botanical Garden, and a special appreciation day this weekend, the 24th and 25th, if you're on a bicycle or if you're an educator, free admission.
Yeah, and just one other thing is that we have lots and lots of other events during the summer, so take a look at alaskabg.org or check us out on Facebook. We have a lot of really cool things coming up this summer, so Facebook's definitely a place to keep track of us.
Thank you very much, Robin Dublin.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much. So, Robin, we've all got this, whether we know it or not, this sort of latent nurturing quality inside of us with plants that we may not know about.
I think so. Even people who say they have a brown thumb.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it's interesting. You know, they've shown all sorts of benefits of even having plants just inside your house. So whether you have plants inside your house, you have an amazing garden outside, or you're just allowing your yard to be full of, you know, wild native plants, or you come out to the garden often. Plants are good for our souls. They're good for us. So experiencing them is an important thing.
Okay, so just between you and me, is it really beneficial to talk with our plants? Does that help? Does that do anything, or should I look that up on Snopes or something?
You know,
do you talk to your plants?
I talk to my plants.
Okay. And how are they doing?
And they're doing great. They're doing great. And do my horticulturists at the garden talk to the plants? I'm going to go back and ask them. And I encourage other people to come and ask us. We have we also have hundreds of volunteers. So if you come out to the garden, ask them, because they're out working with our plants all the time.
A road trip, Frank. You have to take a recorder and do a survey.
It is a road trip. And, you know, all these people are going out and getting coffee. They're having meetings where they're inside having coffee. And I'd say, come to the garden, sit on a bench and have your meeting there. Be around plants. It's a good thing.
Okay, I like that. I'll try just talking nice to my plants instead of doing a George Carlin stand-up routine.
Yeah, see how that works.
AlaskaBG.org. Thanks, Frank, and thanks so much, Robin. It's 8:34. We have an appropriate song coming up from Rick Nelson and the Stone Canyon Band. New stuff from Craig Finn on the way, too.
Injuries are the third leading cause of death for Native Americans, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Rural living and high-risk jobs put many people in harm's way. We'll get reminders on how to prevent accidents from happening at home and at work on the next Native America Calling. We hope you'll make plans to join us.